Japan close to allowing female emperor. An advisory panel to Japan's Prime Minister Koizumi has unanimously approved radical revisions to the laws determining succession to the imperial throne. The advisers recommend female emperors be allowed and that their offspring be able to ascend the throne to secure stability in the monarchy. Legislators are also set to pass as law a ruling that guarantees an emperor's firstborn child as heir to the chrysanthemum throne, regardless of its sex. This momentous decision follows 10 months of deliberations and political wrangling, and represents a centuries-old break with male-dominated monarchical rule in Japan. The recommendations increase the likelihood that 3-year-old Princess Aiko will one day reign over the world's oldest hereditary monarchy as princess. Opponents of the proposals have already voiced their concerns. Many fundamentally disagree with the idea that a woman can ascend to the position they believe is a God-granted privilege for men. On October 6th, a group of eminent academics called for the return to imperial ranks of former family members who withdrew their association with the throne in the aftermath of World War II. The group argues that passing succession onto only males is an intrinsic and sacrosanct part of Japanese history and culture. The emperor traditionally presides over many male-only Shinto rituals which fiercely forbid a woman's presence. The public strongly supports Mr. Koizumi's initiative. The Tokyo Shimbun newspaper reported that 84% of Japanese back the changes.